You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Bright and early this morning, AECI Limited gave us their interim results for the 6 months ended June 2024. An interesting set of numbers, to say the least. The company has gone through some restructuring bits and pieces, and there are some other performance things that we'll look at in a second. And I'm joined on the line by the company's CEO, Holger Riemensberger, to take a look at these and other developments within the company. Good evening, Holger. Thanks so much for taking the time. Your reflections on the first half of the year?
Yeah, actually, as you say, we are going through a major transformation program. So overall, we are happy with where we are at. We are also happy with the numbers. Basically, when you look to the normalized business, we are showing about flat versus first half last year. And of course, we had a lot of front-loaded investments to drive our transformation program.
Holger, we'll come back to that transformation program in a second. I want to look at the numbers from that normal business or from the core business. Profits were down significantly for the overall business. And of course, there is still that ambitious target of doubling profits before 2030. Are you on track at this point to reach that target now that you kind of have an idea of what this financial year might look like?
Yes, actually, as I said, the normalized business is flat. We are executing against our targets. We have already delivered on point 400 million rands as planned, and we are very confident that we reach our goals to double profitability by 26.
Holger, let's look at the restructuring. Obviously, that's come at a significant cost as well, and some of that cost has been borne in some of the other divisions. Do you want to just take me through the restructuring efforts, where they stand at the moment, how far we are from complete, and what impact they could still have over the next 6 months?
Yeah, so actually, we are running a three-year programs, 36 months. We have now executed the first 6 months out of this. So if you first make a simple assumption that every year we would need to deliver 800 million rands, like I said, in the first half we have delivered 400. We are on track to deliver our 24 goal. So I would say, yes, we are tracking absolutely against the target. So what it is consisting of is basically the organic growth part, which is business as usual. So that's 800 million rand, and then we have 2.4 billion rand sitting in the transformation program, of which about 50% is costs and 50% is additional growth projects. So specifically, the cost program is doing well, and of course, typically cost reductions come earlier into the P&L to fruition. The commercial projects are ramping up. They take a bit more time until they hit the P&L. But overall, that is actually the split. And we are looking mostly to our core business, which means mining and the chemical side, where we are running those projects. And then we have our managed businesses, which are the businesses for divestment.
That chemicals business, Holger, how has that been faring? I know there's a couple of companies that sort of operate in the similar space to you in South Africa, and we've just seen a general slowdown in global demand for chemicals businesses. How has your business been faring?
Yeah, actually, that's correct. Our business, our chemicals business, historically is a very local South African-centric business, and the market is slow, and that is also reflecting in our numbers. So we have started to internationalize that business. That was one effect. But more important, when we presented the new strategy last year, we said that we are holding the chemicals as we see a lot of synergies with our mining business. So in the moment, we are repurposing a number of chemicals businesses, both for export into mining markets, but also for or repurposing into local mining chemicals.
Holger, when we look at some of the other divisions within the business, obviously the managed business would have improved quite significantly from a loss-making perspective. But I look at the property services and corporate business, and that had quite a significant increase in the loss there. Do you want to take me through some of the factors that went into that?
Yeah. The managed businesses was specifically two businesses which undergo a restructuring program. which has completed. So that is coming to fruition. So that is part of the improvement. We are not going into details for the businesses because they are all in sale processes, and we do not want to disclose more details at this stage. The high reduction or the cost that you see on the corporate side is actually the transformation cost. They are all sitting in our corporate report.
So they form part of the restructuring costs that the business has been going through as well from there. That makes quite a bit more sense there. Holger, the decision by management to forego an interim dividend this time around. Last year there was an interim dividend, this year there isn't. Take me through the thinking around that and what it means for perhaps the final year dividend if we are still on track.
Yeah, so we have introduced a new capital allocation and dividend policy last year, and we committed that we will only pay dividends from free cash flow. And as we have incurred substantial costs in the first half year, which is one-offs, we have decided to not declare dividend for the half year, but we are very optimistic for the second half. And actually, we believe that for the full year, we will pay a dividend at the lower end of our guided range.
Holger, when we look into that second half of the year, what are some of the pain points that still exist within the business? Obviously, the restructuring, as you said, is going to be a very lengthy and ongoing process that we don't expect to be resolved by the end of this year. But what are some of the areas that, as a business, you might be concerned about, whether it's macro factors that are out of your control or some of the other business units within the business?
Actually, the two, I would say, more difficult points is, as you say, the transformation program that goes on, and of course that is an extra burden for an organization always, but I'm very proud about how the team is dealing with that. From an external factors, to be honest, there is not really a lot that concerns us. The only thing I would probably still say is that we are depending on ammonia as our key raw material. And we have seen, for different reasons, supply disruptions in the past. So we have projects in place to mitigate that risk going forward. There's a number of extra wagons that we have now in our circuit. So I would say that that risk has been mitigated. It's not 100% off. It's always hanging around for us, but I'm sleeping well, I have to say. There's not many things that worry me.
Always nice when a CEO is able to sleep well and the business is on track. We'll leave it at that. Holger, thanks so much for those insights. All the best for the remainder of the year. That's Holger Riemensperger, who is the CEO at AECI Limited, joining me to reflect on their first half of the year's performance.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.